The district is seeking a $450 million bond issue to build and renovate schools. Unofficial results show bond opponents leading by fewer than 300 votes, with more than 4,000 potential votes still to be counted. School Board President Diane Albert isn't saying whether the district will force a recount or if they'll ask for a smaller bond issue if this one fails.
We still have things to solve and needs to address, and so it's all hands on deck, and we're going to look for creative solutions to solve the problems that we face.
Mail-in ballots postmarked by Election Day can be counted through Friday. Results won't be final until a vote canvass next week. For KMUW News, I'm Suzanne Perez.